It is because this is the invitation and desire of our God. As we look forward to the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, John sees this vision. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And now listen to this. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Do you hear how the story ends? And really how the rest of eternity will be? The dwelling of God will be with men. He will be with us. He will be our God. We will be his people. It's been God's desire all throughout is that he would be with us and we with him. That we would be his people and he would be his God, our God. And so this morning, as we worship, this morning as we gather together, we get to practice in a dress rehearsal, but yet in a very personal, experiential, encounter way, what will be forever and ever, God being with us. Do you believe that Jesus is here amongst us?
Amen.
He is. Jesus is here amongst us. And so we want to acknowledge his presence this morning, and we want to say yes to encountering the one who we will be with forever and ever and ever. Eternity doesn't start then. Eternity started the moment you received Jesus, as he became aware, you became aware of his presence with you. And so we pray this morning in expectation for what God wants to do here with us in this time. So let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this amazing desire of our Creator, of you, our Creator, that you want to be with us, that you want us to acknowledge you as our God. Thank you that through Christ you have said, you are my people, you are my sons and my daughters brought into my family. Thank you. And so, Father, may God being with us not just be some future reality, but may we be aware of the very present reality that it is. Stir within us an expectation that we will be with you, meeting you here today. You're always with us. Jesus, you said, you'll never leave us or forsake us. You'll be with us to the very end of the age by the Spirit, but we desire a fresh encounter with the known presence of God, the unique presence of God here. That what will be forever and ever, that we'll get another taste of it together as a family. So Holy Spirit, come. Lord Jesus, come. Abba, Father, come. Make yourself known to us. Open the eyes of our hearts. Open our ears that we might hear. And give us grace to respond to you. We love you because you first loved us. We respond to you because you have come to seek us and to save us. And so everything this morning is our response to you. Thank you. We look forward to what you want to do and how you will show yourself to each of us this morning. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen. Good morning. If you would rise and join us in worship. We're going to begin by celebrating this morning because Jesus gives us so much reason to celebrate. And we are children of light. We are children of God. We have a reason for hope and we have a reason for joy in this life. So we just want to praise the Lord and celebrate what he's done.
It was my choice.
called my name, and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave. Out of the darkness into your glorious day.
Focusing on all that he has done for us, as you feel led.
You are God, our Father in heaven, and our Lord Jesus Christ, and we worship you. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you up. Praise you, God.
Praise you, Jesus. You were the one that was dead, but now you are alive. Praise you. Are the one who holds the keys to death and to Hades. We praise you. That is the living, resurrected, glorious thing.
You are just so awesome, God. Everything that you do is amazing. the way that you look after our souls and you watch over us day and night. Your mercy has saved us and set us free. So we praise you. We fix our eyes on you. We give you all of our attention and our energy in this moment because you are worthy of it all. Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. We lift our hearts and prayers. praise and gratitude to you. It's in your Son, Christ. Our hope is found. He is our light, our strength and song. Help us to remain steadfast, knowing nothing can separate us from your hand. In your name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I approach the throne of glory. Nothing in my hands I bring, but the promise of acceptance from a good and gracious. I will give to you my burdens, as you give to me your strength. Come and fill me with your Spirit, as I sing out to you this praise. You deserve.
Yeah.
gracious, good and gracious, holy, holy, Lord Almighty, good and gracious King. You deserve the greater glory. Overcome with you. Hallelujah. Lift your voices. Hallelujah. Empty-handed I rejoice. You deserve the greater glory. Overcome with joy, I sing. Hallelujah. My, your love, I am accepted. You're a good and gracious King. Hallelujah. You're a good and gracious King. Let's lift our voices and our hearts in praise to Him. You're a good and gracious King. Praise you, Father. Are good and gracious. Praise you, God.
Yes, Lord. We praise you for your grace and your mercy and your love. We praise you for your righteousness and your justice, Lord. That we find our hope in your first coming, Jesus, setting us free from sin. We also find our hope in your second coming, in the justice and all things that will be restored. So Lord, we seek you more and more today. We don't want to just wait for the future to praise you and join deeper into your presence, but we desire that now. So Lord, draw us nearer, and as we turn to your word, let you speak to us, strengthen us, Lord, and transform us so that we would become more like you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.